Okay, we'll call the meeting order. This is the regular commission meeting for the Port of Brookings Harbor Commission through the August 18th, 2020. In the pledge of allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Neil, Ian, roll call first, please.
Sharon?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
Roy is absent.
Okay. Anybody want to propose any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda? We have one, a new action item F, correct?
Yes.
Which is the amended coronavirus relief fund grant.
Yep.
Anything else?
We added a document in action item D. Consent, yeah, it's that one there, consent to assignment for Harbor Corner Market.
All right, anything else?
I guess for the record, we have a preliminary drawings for the RV park. It's also in front of the commissioners.
Okay.
That's in the information item A. Other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Does anybody have anything to declare in terms of a potential conflict of interest?
No.
No.
Okay, take a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Okay, everybody read the minutes?
Yes.
Any additions or changes to the minutes?
No.
No.
Okay, anybody want to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the minutes of A, B, and C.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Do we have any public comments?
I did not receive any.
Okay.
Martha is on the line. She doesn't want to go away.
Okay. Move into the management report, financial report.
Any comments, questions, suggestions? I know we're going to be working on a financial report, a better financial report.
Well, I thought this one was excruciatingly thorough.
It was, but it's very time consuming for Kim.
Well, I guess it strikes me as kind of unnecessary to list every single transaction that was made during that period of time. I mean, it's nice to know, but
right.
That's a lot of pages of stuff to go through. I did, just out of curiosity, but I don't know that we need that much.
It gets longer as the year goes.
Right. I mean, I think it's, I like seeing the vendors and knowing who we're dealing with, but I don't need to see every gallon of gas you guys buy or horse in your car or those kind of things. That seems like an awful lot of detail that we may not need.
Okay.
But again, I guess I'd rather have it that way than not know what the heck is going on. So
right.
I think somewhere there's a happy balance we can strike. Other comments on the financial report?
No.
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to add one thing for the record as well. So we paid IFA the quarterly payment, and they sent it back to us. So part of the agreement that the quarterly payment that they sent back is deferred. They call it deferred. But so anyways, we have that money back in our debt fund. And I guess I should ask the board, do you want us to pay it back next quarter or just hold on to it for another quarter or two and see how our finances go before we pay that payment? I was thinking about paying it probably towards the end of the year, just to see how things go the rest of the year.
We already have so many of them already deferred you're trying to catch up on. So, I mean, if the port is able and in a financial situation to be able to pay it, I think we should.
Yeah, I agree. I hate to keep deferring the thing. I'm not surprised they sent it back, but it would seem to me that that's an opportunity you could have. But if you're in a position to pay, I think that they should let us pay. That doesn't... I agree. I need to keep, you know, getting too far out of things.
Yeah.
And assuming we don't have a crisis in our animals like we do, then I can agree with that.
Okay.
Safety report?
Any questions? It's pretty quiet for the most part.
It's a little short.
Yeah, it was really quiet. It's not a bad thing.
Well, that's good.
So we did have an employee hurt his back, what Daniel noted there. He is coming back to work in light duty. We're going to be putting him at the fuel dock as a full-time attendant there because his duties are pretty limited. So he's going to be working his normal work shift on the weekend, so it's going to help our crews on the weekend because we only got one person here during each day, so... I think it's going to be a good fit for him until he gets prepared.
How long is that going to last?
Don't know until...
Fully released?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Harbor Master.
Well, it was a busy month. The whole port did really well.
I noticed that.
We did do well. It was busy. The launch ramp did great. Our new boat slips did great. Everything worked out with the RV park. That's going now. So any other questions? It was busy.
Oh, I know.
We spent a lot of time at the fuel dock. Our fuel dock guys spent a lot of time at the fuel dock.
Was that the busiest July ever? It wasn't compared to last year, but I mean...
It's definitely up there as one of the top. I mean, there might have been one other year maybe, but it was really busy. As far as the launch ramp went, I don't think it's been really that busy. It was nonstop.
Yeah. And the transient slips worked, the $15 a night?
They worked really well. There was a total of 120 nights stayed. There's 89 transactions, but some of them were 2 days. I did go down and walk the docks a few different times, just random different times. People were displaying their tickets, following the rules. But so far, it's working out really well.
Good.
And obviously, it financially worked out well to modify or switch those around.
It, you know, those 89 transactions that were done at the machine is 89 transactions that our office staff didn't have to do. It was 89 different people that didn't have to come in doing paperwork. I mean, we saved a lot of money. We made money, and we saved a lot of money that's kind of unforeseen, you know, especially as far as office staff, which is really what we wanted to do. So,
I think you're utilizing all slips better.
People are using them, right. And then our other dock there, E-Dock, which is smaller, people are using that dock. You know, it's a full dock now. So, I think everything that we did there was all the right move. It's going really well.
Good job. Any other questions? Comments?
No.
No.
for manager report.
Any questions or comments?
Motion.
I make a motion to approve the management reports for July 2020 as discussed.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Action item, House Bill 4213 and repayment agreement.
So this is State of Oregon's House bill that they passed. Martha developed the voluntary repayment plan and also the draft letter that would go out to the commercial tenants. This is what we're supposed to do based on that House bill. If you have any questions, I guess Martha can answer them. She knows more about that bill than I do.
Oh. The way I read this is it's kind of their choice how they want to pay this off.
That's the way I understand it.
Okay, and is there a outside limit to that, Martha? I mean, does this have to occur within a year or?
Yeah, March 31st.
March 31st, okay.
They have to pay their debt in full by March 31st, 2021. The nice thing about a repayment plan is that can help the consumer spread it over a series of months rather than trying to pay one lump sum. But they have to voluntarily enter into that repayment plan.
Okay. Right.
So what happens if they don't?
If they don't, what?
If they don't voluntarily enter it into the plan.
If they, well, they have until March 31st to pay it in full, however they choose to do so. And at that point, if they don't pay it in full, I believe there's a penalty of either 1 month or a half month rent. And you can also terminate their lease at that time for non-payment. Of course, they would still be liable for the debt. Collecting is always another matter.
Well, I think for our perspective, from the court's perspective, this repayment plan is a good idea. That way we've at least got in writing an agreement between the court and the tenant to say, hey, I intend to pay it, here's how I intend to do it. So that provides us with some certainty. Okay. Any other discussion about that?
Yes. So say the business has a hard time bouncing back because they're going to be reopening during an off-season time for some of them. So do we have anything where they could negotiate to extend that until they could get it paid off? Or are we just going to penalize them and take their business?
Well, I mean, I don't think I'm wrong, but I'm assuming if they get to that point, they would come and talk to you anyway.
Well, we could negotiate that.
And too. Say, you know, here's my problem. Can we figure something out? I don't think March 31st would be a drop dead date that says that's it, you're out.
Well, but it's in here. I'm just wondering.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good question. But am I right? That's what we would normally do if somebody could make a payment. They'd come talk.
So, and not you know, there's a couple of things. One, you know, even if they sign up with one of these repayment agreements, if they fall into hard times and can't make the repayment for a certain month or two, they would still have until March 31st to make it up. But also the law doesn't say that the port can't allow customers an even longer period if it chose to do so. So if we run into that situation, you know, like you're saying, in the winter where there's one or more tenants that are having a hard time, or you think they need more time, we should allow that, then you would be able to make that change and offer that, not really assistance, but that extra time if the port commission chose to do so.
Thank you.
Anything else? No. Want to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the tenant repayment plan and notice letter to commercial tenants.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Item B, spaghetti property.
I have some questions.
Who wants to start?
I'll start. First, I think it's a good option to get rid of this. It's been here for a long, long time. Nobody's going to make any money out of this deal. So unless the port has, Gary, unless you guys have a major issue with it, the only problem I can see is there's legal fees on both sides. Those fees need to be articulated in the motion that each side pays its own legal fees. And the other one would be the survey. There has to be a legal survey to turn into the county. That should also be, in my opinion, split 50-50. And the same with the recording documents, 50-50. So if I would support this, if each party pays their own legal fees, it can't come back. Martha, can we do that?
Yes. That, and that is a common approach in a situation like this to, you know, one, articulate that each side is paying its own legal fees, and also two, to come up with a split of the cost. I think 50-50 is fair. I also wanted to be clear on what I understand the proposal is. And you have the map before you, and I believe that shows what the proposed sort of land swap, so to adjust the boundaries, a lot line adjustment, so that the port would gain ownership of the pinkish shaded area, and Rigetti's would gain ownership of the yellow shaded area. My understanding that there's some thought of the necessity of an easement for parking purposes. And I don't know if, you know, there's more details on that. The explanation I got from Mr. Kobach was that with this lot line adjustment and this sort of yellow area here, that maybe the port would still want to utilize parking along that side of the drive aisle, and therefore would need an easement, and that would also allow Rigetti to park along there. I don't know if that's something the commission wants to consider or not. The easement issue was still a little fuzzy to me. I don't know if any commissioners have any more information on what that particular point is about.
My understanding that parking on that side would be abandoned, and that would become a one-way street going through there, and there would be parking only on the Zola side, and not
right.
Not
that's why I don't see the need for for an easement there.
It's not part of this agreement, so if it comes back at some point, because they did want lifetime for perpetuity or that six parking stalls, that's not part of any part of this.
This is not what I seen when me and Roy were talking to him, so that's all the attorney sent us, is this little section right here.
Yeah.
Well, what it looked like they're gaining, you can't park in car there anyway. I mean, all that's gonna do is to take that property line out around where those poles are, where the propane tank is. Isn't that really what that's accomplishing?
Well, that and the eve of the building is now on their property.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all that's doing, and we just clean up that boat ready area is all. I'm not sure what the easement's about.
Well, I think the easement would be so the parking still exists back there, because there would be the parking stalls with this line would now make a parking stall like half on his property and half on ours. So that's what they're talking about. If that's what the port still decides to do, it'd be keep parking stalls back there. You know, it we just have to decide if it's in our interest to do that so we have the parking, or like it says, to make it one way, which I think me and Gary went out there and looked at it. It makes more sense for it to be one way and there not to be parking on that side. It's extremely tight as it is. And the arrow for one way would actually be going the other way, be going with the slant of the stalls. And just to put it out there that with our new Zola's plan that's going out with what we're doing there, a one way being there will make that much, it'll make it make sense a lot more. So,
Travis,
demolition in the parking lot.
Travis, the way you're explaining it is falls in line with my understanding from the email I got from Chris Kobach. I think he also mentioned that the arrow was going the wrong way on the map, but it was sort of this idea that if we were to keep those parking stalls on the back side or on the west side of the building, that technically, you know, the front of them would be on Rigetti's property. But it was also my understanding that from the commission, you know, way back that there wasn't a lot of interest in keeping those parking stalls there. So that's something that the commission needs to consider tonight, whether they want to include parking over there.
I wish Roy was here, because I could have sworn Roy's got all the papers too. That from number one to somewhere around the beginning of that building, we discussed putting parking areas there. And I want to say it was eight of them. It said either Zola's or Rigetti's could use first come, first serve basis.
So that's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
So right where that yellow, that yellow sliver is on by his building between number one and number two there.
The edge of the building at the roof right there where it kind of touches. Yeah.
You got it. In the yellow shaded area. If the port keeps that as parking, if we decide we want to keep it as parking,
we
would need an easement for that parking to be able to happen there.
That's what I thought we discussed with
That's what their attorney is proposing to us. But now it's time for us to decide, do we want the parking there? Because it makes more sense for Zola's and the parking space and even the width that we have there, that we just do away with those parking stalls completely. So therefore we wouldn't need to do any type of easement for that area. It would just be a non-issue.
Well,
the port will do away with the parking stalls as far as I
would.
Unless that's something that Rigetti really wants as well. because I've always wanted to get some parking back on that side of the building. So I don't think they were suggesting that just out of generosity to the port. I think they were suggesting that because that's probably something they also are interested in. And I don't know if it would be possible to consider, and it's not real popular, but some parallel spots there that didn't stick out so far. I know obviously you can't get as many cars in, but it might be sort of a
compromise. It would come down to now you would, I think you would have to have, you know, an engineer look at, you know, what's actually doable, what the minimum requirements are to get cars through there. But
right.
I think it's also really important for the port and the commission, regardless what Rigetti's wanting it, with respect to that, what we're trying to make the future of our port with what we're doing with our Zola's demolition. I understand the need for parking.
Oh, absolutely.
For both sides. I get it. Zola's would benefit from it. Rigetti's would benefit from it. But it's going to make more sense in the future of what we're going for, our strategic plan, everything that we got going, that if we change it to one way. But I'll leave it at that.
Well,
that's up to you guys.
The only concern I have is we now have this issue before us in open. And if we entered into an easement, that would give us flexibility no matter what happened. If we decide not to park there, then that's fine. But we would still have the easement. If ever that came up, we would be able to do that.
But I think the other piece, though, is that we would...
I'm sorry, Martha.
I was going to say, the other piece is that the easement wouldn't only benefit the port. The easement would also allow Rigetti to park there on, you know, the portion that is port property. I just want the commission to understand what is being asked. It's not just an easement for the port. It's also an easement for Rigetti to park as well.
Don't do the easement. That precludes them from using those sites without our permission, right?
It would still make that, if we decided to keep it and not do it with the parking stalls, the port would then need to change that to a one-way and eliminate the stalls there so the public parking didn't extend into his property. We would have to change that to a one-way, which can be done, you know, relatively quickly. That's what we'd have to do. Is that right, Martha? If we didn't want port, if his property line was there and we didn't want them parking on there, making it public parking, we'd have to delineate that as a one way so that wasn't happening.
Right. Right. They're gonna, you know, then say, oh, well, you can't, you know, the line is out here 3 feet away from the building, and now the stalls would be halfway out into the drive aisle. So yes, that wouldn't work. It would necessarily be cut down to one way.
Martha, I have a question. Do you have something in front of you different from our action item B? Because the only thing on this action item that I'm seeing, there is nothing about parking. It is strictly doing a land property line adjustment.
Well, I received an email from Mr. Kobach saying that they wanted the property line adjustment and that this would require an easement so that both parties could use the parking spaces along the west side of the Rigetti building. So whether the commission wants to consider that or not, you know, that's up to you.
Okay, I don't have that apparently. Or I'm certainly not reading it.
And Martha, that would be from the, I'm gonna say that number one stake they have here to the point of the building, correct?
Well, it wasn't really, it wasn't specified, but exactly where the locations would be. I imagine it would apply to wherever there's current parking that crosses, that would cross the new property line. So I don't know exactly where the current, if there's current parking up at the closer end to one.
Joe, it'd be really close to, from the, you know, the eve of their building to the number two. Like you say, there's probably 7-8 parking spots.
Yeah, but
right there, that would fall under an easement need.
I could have sworn Rigetti should be here.
My understanding, if they can get an easement, or you give them an easement to that port property, they want part of that land, or for the parking, you have an easement, and my understanding of an easement, you're giving them authorization to go ahead and put something on that, right?
Yeah.
So, if you don't want parking there, I don't see why there would even be an argument. I wouldn't give them an easement.
The easement would only be for parking.
Right. Well, don't you think we need to have a little more information on what they really need done to get this finished and what Joe and Roy has talked to them about having done before any further?
So one thought would be that the commission tonight, if you're interested in this, the concept of this being the basis for a boundary line adjustment, and possibly, you know, then you could, you know, express that you're supportive of the idea, but that you need specific information about the proposed easement in order to make, you know, a final decision. And that would probably go a long way in that if the whole commission wasn't interested in pursuing this idea at all, then, you know, they wouldn't put more time and money and effort into getting down to the, you know, much more specific drawings, et cetera. But, you know, again, this is sort of a conceptual idea at this point. Is this the direction you're interested in going? I definitely understand the need for more information about the easement request because it's not clear to anybody in the room exactly what is being requested on that specific piece.
So Martha, I have another question for you. If we make a motion, or I make a motion tonight, that is motion number one, which is to approve the property line adjustment, and under the conditions of the legal fees be paid by each party, the survey and the recording be split. We do not address the easement. We simply leave that there, showing them good faith that we're moving forward. And if they want to accept our proposal without the easement, great. If they want to come back to us and talk about an easement, we can either move forward or they'll come back to us.
That would work as well.
I didn't understand.
That would work.
I said yes. Yes, that okay. would work.
Martha, I got another question for you.
Okay.
Splitting the cost. Did they mention anything out in their recommendation or whatever you would like to call it?
There was no mention of cost at all in the limited correspondence that I received.
As I see it, the Rigetti Farm, the one that encroached on the port's property, the port encroached on the Rigetti's property. And I know the discussion we had between me, Roy, and Ron, but since they didn't, I don't know.
Well, on the north side, that's true, but the Rigettis have encroached on the port's property on the west side. So both parties have encroached.
Well, I think it's appropriate in the motion to address that and just clear it up, so there's no question about what we intend. That seems to me to be a pretty straightforward way. Here's what we're gonna do, and here's what we're proposing.
Ready for a motion? I'll make a motion to approve the property line adjustment to trade boat launch ramp parking, ready area and westerly side of Rigetti property as shown on the proposed map, with the conditions that legal fees are paid by each party pays their own legal fees. The survey is split, the documents necessary for the lot line adjustment is split equally, and the recording fee is split equally.
Second.
Okay. And motion in the second. Any further discussion? Okay, Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Before we move on, do you want Martha to respond? Martha, are you gonna respond to their lawyer with this?
Yeah, I can let him know what was approved, and I imagine he'll need to have a discussion with Mr. Rigetti about any further particulars. If they want to respond with some additional suggestions or proposals, et cetera.
I think it would be fair to convey to them that we certainly didn't slam the door on the easement, but there's some questions about what's intended in the easement that we just don't know the answers to, so we need some clarification on that as to what they intend.
Certainly.
Okay. Well, I, for one, would be really happy to put this behind us. This is one of those dangling issues that's been here since we showed up.
I would also say that I like to let you know that in the email I received, Mr. Kobach stated that his client was pleased with the efforts the port was making regarding the stormwater issues, and at this time didn't see that as an issue anymore.
Right.
For what that's worth.
Well, that's worth a lot considering we're suing each other.
Yeah.
For that. I mean, I think that's we've come a long ways on this issue, and that's primarily because the port dug in there and got after it, and looked at drainage and cleaning pipes and doing all that stuff. So good for us. Okay. Action item C, Zola's Pizzeria demolition bid package.
All right, this is the big package for requesting for proposals. Any questions? Jack Aiken put this together for us. Martha reviewed it. Should be ready to go. If it's approved tonight, we're going to put this proposal out tomorrow in local papers and also the World newspaper and our website.
Assuming people bid on that, we're going to open the bids in September, as I read that.
September, early September, yep.
And so the project would be completed by October, I imagine.
We're hoping not, yeah, mid-October.
Okay. Any other discussion?
No.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the Zola's Pizzeria demolition bid package and beginning bidding process for the project.
Second.
Motion in second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
183.
170 now.
Am I one too far ahead?
Yeah. 170.
Oh. 170. Can't spell. Forgot D.
Action item D, Harbor Corner Market lease, and also the consent to assignment of an assumption.
Yep.
So I'll need the commission, if they want to approve this lease, to approve the consent to assignment first, and then approve the new lease after that.
Just because I'm slow, Martha, could you explain what the consent to assignment is as compared to?
So, yeah, what happened was the previous owner, the board consented to an assignment of the current lease from the previous owner to the Madisons, who are the current owner. But the Madisons now want the lease to not be in their names personally, but in the names of their business, which is a limited liability company. So those are two separate legal entities, so they need to assign it from themselves personally to their limited liability company. And then we can, then they've also asked for our most recent, you know, updated standard retail lease agreement, so that's why it's been amended and restated rather than the old version that Kathy's Corner Market had.
Okay. Any questions? Discussion? So we're gonna need a first motion to approve the consent to assignment and assumption of lease.
I make a motion to approve the draft Harbor Corner Market lease agreement. Is that what you want? I'm sorry.
The consent.
Oh, I didn't see. Want me to say it like that? Make a motion to consent to assignment, assumption of lease. Okay. I make a motion to consent to assignment and assumption of lease. Is that correct?
That's the approval of that. Or approve the consent assignment and assumption of lease.
Want me to re-say it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent to assignment and assumption of lease.
Second.
Second. Further discussion? Hearing none. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yeah. Your role, big guy.
Next one.
Okay, now to what I said. Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve the draft Harbor Corner Market lease agreement.
Okay.
Motion in second. Any further discussion? Any discussion?
No.
Hearing none.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Action item E, port bylaw. I was rather stunned when I read that.
It's a long time coming, far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I just I kind of assumed we were operating kind of something like this, but. Okay, you wanna talk about it?
No, other, well, if you have any questions, I think it really is needed. It's a nice, I think it's a nice, what do you call it, guideline to follow from going forward. I mean, you know, we kind of took the format from another port of Newport, and just modified it to what we're doing. So we didn't reinvent the wheel here.
Now, this covers some things that we already have in the way of, I forget what you call them now.
as a policy. No problem. We've got two things we do, and I can't remember the name of either one.
Oh, the setting policies and procedures?
We do resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't change. So the only thing I'm asking.
I mean, this covers some of the resolutions that are on the book, so is it not? Isn't there a resolution about conduct by?
Oh, yeah.
Court commissioners?
Yeah, this.
All kinds of things, which also is covered in here.
Yes, this will replace those other resolutions.
Okay, so this more or less codifies those into a single document.
Right, yep. And also, this bylaws is actually changing how we number our resolutions. I know a lot of the ports, they number the resolutions by the year, and then how many it gets done in the year, instead of just continuing on with unlimited number. I kind of like that method. That's what part of it's in here, too.
Yeah.
And I kind of think I'll probably just start the numbers, that method, January 1st, instead of.
And our first resolution would be 21-1.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think that's a better way to do it than just the staggering process.
Right.
It'll be easier to keep track of, too.
Yep.
Any discussion? Somebody want to make a motion? We talked about this one.
I read it. It was well-written. Thank you, Martha.
Well, Gary did the heavy lifting, and I came in and cleaned it up.
Well, thanks. Okay, motion. I make a motion to approve the draft Port of Brookings Harbor bylaws.
A second.
A motion and a second. Now, you want to talk about it? Any discussion?
Sounds good to me.
Good deal. Okay.
Sharon? Yes. Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yeah. Okay, and then we move to action item F, which is the amended coronavirus relief fund grant agreement.
Yeah, so they updated a couple of sections in there. One, they made it to not to exceed $253,057.47. It's kind of a weird number to use, but I think they wanted to do that so you don't have to do a bunch of agreements. If you continually apply, you know, for another $3,000, you have to do another agreement. So this is just one-time agreement. And I think every month we can actually submit our costs, and they can reimburse us for our cleaning supplies and whatever other things that follow.
So that's what this is. This is based on costs incurred by the port to respond to the coronavirus order.
Yes, correct. And it's, yeah, we have up to $253,000. As long as we meet their criterias, we can submit it, and they'll pay.
Well, they will pay us $253,000 right now.
No, we have to pay first, or whatever. We have to, yeah.
That's the maximum amount.
It's a reimbursement.
Okay.
Yeah. And that fund actually stays until they deplete their funds. I can't remember the number they had, $10 million, I think, they had in the fund. So until that money goes out, then the program's over with.
Okay, so if this is approved, and that $253,000 out of that fund would be earmarked for the Port of Brookings Harbor.
Yep. Every district has that $250,000.
No matching funds.
No matching. No.
No. So I have a question.
Go ahead.
Can we use some of that for wages if it's directly tied to the coronavirus?
If it's tied, there is for disinfecting and doing the cleaning and stuff
like
that.
Like these tables around here and all the trash cans. You could hire a part-time person that is strictly doing sanitation based on.
Yeah, we've been talking about it internally.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know when these tables, how frequently they get, you know, cleaned. But,
you talking about the picnic tables?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we just cleaned them today. But yeah. No, we've actually looked in. We called some.
The hard part right
companies.
Now is finding a cleaning company available.
Yeah,
that will take on new clients. that's currently the battle we're fighting right now.
Yeah.
Big companies, well, the bigger companies that so far that we've looked into aren't taking new clients. So we're looking at other options, possibly hiring somebody. We're still talking about it.
Okay. But then you would intend to pay for that out of this fund?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, turn, go submit the cost. Yeah, submit our cost.
And,
yep.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? Wilson?
I make a motion to approve the draft amendment and restated grant agreement number 1222 and allow port manager to sign the document.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Pritchard?
Yes. Information item. The Harvest Project. And this drawing is showing us what sites can be added to the former Feely and laundromat area, and also where the rest of them are. So it looks like we're going to get 9 new sites.
10 sites.
10 sites.
There's enough room for 10 sites.
10 sites. Okay.
And also, it shows up in the upper corner where the restroom and the laundromat building. I would suggest that we turn the laundromat building so it's parallel with the road, so it's not right up against the existing road. So as long as everybody's in agreement with that, that's what I'm going to tell Crowclay to do.
And we lose one space.
Lose a back space, but we're gaining a pull through, which is more desirable anyways.
What are you going to put in front of that? Anything?
In front of what?
In front of turning the laundromat sideways. You've got a big area there, and yet you put the trash can in front of the bathroom.
The trash can. So if you look, I put the pink line. We're going to move the trash.
The pink horseshoe.
Yeah.
Is the new trash location.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you would gravel out so people can pull in their park if they want when they go on the laundromat.
Yeah, it wasn't even, well, the laundromat is for guests only, so I wasn't going to have a parking spot there.
Okay.
I didn't even think about that. I figured the guests would be.
Well, if they're a long way from it,
they could drive up.
A person that would do laundry, I would take my car if I could and drive it down there.
Yeah.
Curious,
we could add a parking stall there.
Parking stall or two, maybe.
Do we have to put a handicap stall there now?
Crowclay can tell you.
Yeah. We'll look into see what kind of, if we add a parking spot there. The outdoor showers, he doesn't have listed there, but I told him to make sure he includes outdoor showers outside the restroom where.
So we're not planning on putting that wall up like we talked about before?
No, because the elevation, I think the elevation's high enough. I don't think we need to have another retaining wall. Plus, we got a brand new retaining wall going up front. So
the doors aren't going to be opening. I guess the laundromat room door is, but the bathroom doors aren't going to open to the ocean either.
Right?
Oh, they're not.
No, they'll be.
Oh, I see. On
yeah,
the
you'll
side.
See it right there on the
right.
side.
So we turned it.
Yep.
Yes. So it's turned by us turning the laundromat. It will have one door. Maybe we might put some, like Gary said, we have our new block wall going in front, which is intended to stop that seawater from coming through. So.
Okay. So then the outdoor showers would be on the roadside of the inside of the.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We're going to be asking for like some sort of like a bench outdoor shower, something nice there that ties it in well.
Yeah.
So our main goal is to get people before they go into our bathrooms to get as much sand off them as possible.
Hope that works.
We'll have the water spigots there for them to try.
Yeah.
We'll have the sand filter.
We're planning on this being up and running by the 1st of March.
Yeah, it'd probably be more like April 1st. When I put this out, Crow Clay didn't come back to me in time, but he thinks about 2 weeks. My dates I got in front of you, he thinks about 2 weeks after that he would have things ready. So April 1st would probably be a, sometime between March and April would probably be the completion. The long delay time is the 100 days for the prefab building. So the quicker we can get the contract and contractor signed up for it, the faster.
We got the loan now.
Yep, we got the money. Yep. Money's in the account.
I don't know what that is.
What is?
At the end, it's the picnic area.
This is the picnic area. These are pads where picnic tables are. These are those white posts that go around.
The guard posts.
I mean, it's very detailed. That's the water fountain.
This is where the grass is.
This is where the grass is.
Oh, okay. I get it. Thank you.
Okay, well,
So the seawall pathway construction, like we talked about earlier, is underway. I don't know if anybody had any comments or how things are going. I know we've gotten nothing but good comments.
And it goes clear down.
Yeah, we're going to go all the way to the front.
And go all the way to the entrance to where the sidewalk stops and goes back to sand, mm-hmm. going towards the hotel.
I was asked this morning by a couple of guys, well, what's taking you guys so long to put that wall up? Am I correct? We're getting 10 of those things a week?
14. They're 14 a truckload. So this week we're going to get a truck tomorrow and a truck on Thursday. So we'll get two trucks this week. Last week we only got one. You know, Tidewater's the middle of their busy season too. They only have 7 forms, so they're making them 7 at a time, as fast as they can. And they're working with us and they're letting us know when it is. It's to be expected.
Okay. Well, we knew that going in though. They had limited capacity, but
right.
Yeah, I just told them. I said it's up to Tidewater. It's not up to us. We're taking them as they make them.
And they're adjusting the way. I mean, they're adjusting the way they look. So they're trying to give us the best product that they possibly can. So they're giving them a little bit longer in the form of day longer than what they were. So they're working with it too to make sure they're giving us a good product.
I know the pops are better.
They're going to continuously get better. And then, once we're all done, they'll come out here. We'll all look at it. We'll see which ones might need to be replaced. And we'll make sure it looks good by the end.
Okay. And information item B, the fuel dock repair project.
Yeah, just giving the board an update what's happening with Legacy and the repairs. Mid-September, we're talking about bringing the crew to work around the fuel tank, just doing the earthwork. And then in-water work period starts October 15th, and that's when they're going to mobilize. That's when the heavy work starts. And then we don't have a viable plan for a temporary fueling while it's down. Could be down a month.
Have you notified the commercial guys as best way of that?
If not as of yet for October shutdown, I think it's kind of premature for us to raise that flag yet. But we're still going to try and talk to some of the fuel companies, see if the possibilities of maybe getting a fuel truck to be on standby. We're going to have to judge everything and see where it is. The good thing is that I can see in October, Joe, correct me if we're wrong, it's probably a better time out of any for it to be down. It's before crab season. It's after shrimp season. It's kind of a slower time. I know recreational kind of the ocean starts picking up. It starts going down. So I'm kind of sort of banking on it's going to be a good time for it to be closed down. If the case comes that it has to be shut down, I think it's going to be a good time.
There is no salmon fishing in October this year, so that's not an issue.
I fingers crossed that I'm not forgetting anything, but I think it's going to be a good time for it to be closed down.
Wow. So we're getting resolved. the RV park rebuilt, field dock repaired. That's whacking a lot of pre-heavy duty stuff like that.
Zola's was getting one done.
Got Zola's out.
We got seal coating and everything happening after Labor Day in the launch ramp. Got a lot of things in the fire.
Yeah, so if the commission look on the wall, I made a construction planning list. So in the white is our current projects, and of course FEMA is now kicking off on the planning and permitting, so that's also in the works.
Why is there two contracts on that?
Because there's two different disasters. One disaster, it was slopes that it was claimed, and then the second one, the bigger rainstorm, the dredging of the both basins. So it's actually working out better because we get matching for both projects, because matching can only go up to $500,000, and we'll need $500,000 out of each disaster. So it's actually working out to benefit us.
Okay. Any commissioners have a comment? Joe?
Yeah, there's.
No.
Commercial retail area.
My wife would like to thank everybody for their participation in the art walk in whatever manner it's been. That's been working out quite well. Richard's wife picks up the ballots and counts those, and we have had a little bit of vandalism in the sense that somebody's cut the number tags off on a couple of them, and don't know if it's kids or who it is, but you know, the only thing I can see why they're doing that is they don't want somebody voting for that particular painting, or they're stuffing the box on something else.
Well, having helped with the ballots, they find a way around that. One of the kids' pictures, which is, I think it's a kid's picture, but there's one with a seal in the water.
Yeah.
And that number was missing, so people are just writing down seal and water.
Well, that works. So I can figure that out.
That's good.
Anyway, with considering the coronavirus issues and all that, the it's been a very, very well received project. Sharon?
I don't have a lot to comment other than support is just moving right along so wonderfully, and the staff is doing such a wonderful job, and I really like what we're doing down for the seawall. It's people are liking it too. So thank you guys for everything.
Okay. Well, unusual for me, but I don't have a lot of comments tonight. All right, our next regular meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, September 15th, 2020 at 6 p.m. Anything else for the good of the order? If there's none, we will adjourn the meeting.